Yeah, the big time. And we're talking to Mark Fields, the CEO of Ford Motor Company. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good, good. It's been a while since we've yakked, but you made some big news on Friday, I thought. As soon as I saw it, I got on the horn. You dropped a bit of a blockbuster. Jim Hackett, the former Michigan athletic director who brought us Jim Harbaugh to this back to the big mitten, a former director of yours, is now going to be running Ford Smart Mobility LLC. What's it all about?
Well, first off, we've been on this journey of becoming both an auto and a mobility company, and we made some announcements. We were really reinforcing that there's lots of talk on how tech companies are going to disrupt the auto industry, and, mm-hmm. and our approach is we're going to disrupt ourselves, which means we're going to continue to focus on our core business of designing and building and marketing great cars and trucks, but also at the same time really go after these emerging opportunities, particularly in the mobility space, through what we call Ford Smart Mobility. And we took a big step last week. We created a new subsidiary, which we call Ford Smart Mobility LLC, and the remit of that whole organization is to design, build, grow, and in some cases invest in emerging mobility services. And we named Jim Hackett, who was one of our board members and now has stepped down to run mm-hmm. Ford Smart Mobility. And Jim brings so many great qualities to this position. First off, he's a very accomplished CEO, for 20-plus years at Steelcase. And if you think about it, what he did over those many years, he helped transform that company, which was a traditional office furniture manufacturer, to a company that would really help change the way people work. And when you think about what we're doing as a company, the why of Ford, which is to make people's lives better and to help change the way the world moves, we think Jim, with his experience, his network, and his approach and his track record, is really suited to helping us do this.
It's pretty clear to me that GM and Ford both are really on the muscle in this mobility space, and which I think of as also this battle between Detroit and Silicon Valley. Is it right to look at this as a race? It seems to me that both of you are looking for position, competitive advantage, and it's interesting. It seems like every time one of you makes an announcement, another one has got one the same day. And I think we had the same thing happen just this past week.
Well, our approach first starts with really looking at the consumer, what's happening in society, and that's really driving our approach to this. And we're seeing the growth of these big cities. We're seeing the issues of air quality. Mm-hmm. We're seeing just changing consumer habits, particularly with millennials and particularly in urban areas who want access versus ownership. And we're saying to ourselves, listen, this is a natural extension of our business and almost going a bit from a business model that used to be, how many units sold to one around vehicle miles traveled. And, that's really driving us in this direction. And we don't view it as a race with Silicon Valley. We've set up a big operation out there, and our approach is to collaborate with and participate in that community. But clearly, we want to be a leader in this area, and that's why we've articulated a strategy. We're now putting some very hard specifics behind that with very concrete moves to allow us to be a leader in this area, which would then complement our core business because all those services need great cars and trucks.
I've had some other industry types pull me aside and say, if these guys think that they that fewer people are going to be driving cars and buying cars, maybe they should be getting out of the car business instead of getting more into the car business with mobility. What would be your response to that?
Well, first off, I think it's way too early to tell what does this mean for the car business. I think, there's rushing to judgment, I think, is way too early. We view it as, listen, in our lifetimes, there's the majority of folks around the world are still going to buy, to own, to drive vehicles the way they've had for many, many years. At the same token, mm-hmm. particularly in these major urban areas where there will be less density of cars, people will still want mobility. So how do we play in that? So I think it's still too early to tell. The prognosticators who are saying this is the end of the auto industry, I don't agree with one iota. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we think there's additional opportunity for us on both of these areas, both on the core and the emerging. And, my our view is that it's still too early to tell, but we do think it's a positive for us.
So this is really more about being opportunistic as opposed to trying to shore up what potential revenue loss.
Yeah, and again, it every good company takes a point of view on the future, you know, 5, 10, 15 years out, mm-hmm. and then puts a strategy in place that says, based on our view on that future, how do we position the company for the best possible chance of success? And our view, based on those societal factors that I mentioned, mm-hmm. is that mobility is going to be a constant need, and how do we play a role in that from a Ford standpoint, whether it's people who buy our vehicles the way they've had for many, many years, or people that just want mobility, and how does Ford help enable that?
You know, the irony, Mark, is that you get criticized, you meaning Ford, you meaning GM, you meaning the Detroit industry, get criticized for trying to be opportunistic when you used to get criticized for not being opportunistic. I think this is just one of many examples of Detroit really can't win either way it goes. And I want to talk about that when we come back. If you could hang on for a minute, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back with Mark Field, CEO of Ford Motor Company. Mark, I wanted to pick off where we left off. And I want to get your sense of how your folks inside are understanding or not understanding what you guys are trying to do conceptually. I mean, the vast majority of folks work on developing the cars and trucks and building them and engineering them and designing them and everything. They're working on the near and midterm of the company. Is this a tough sell internally?
Well, actually, it's not a tough sell, but the reason it's not a tough sell is because we're spending a lot of time communicating to the organization the context of our strategy of mm-hmm. focusing on the core and loving the core, and we're going to make sure we make the appropriate investments. But also at the same time, you know, a lot of our folks, they use Uber, they use Lyft, they see all the news on autonomous vehicles, et mm-hmm. cetera. So we're trying to put that into perspective for them. You know, and in its simplest form, listen, the business opportunity, you know, today our traditional business of selling and designing and building cars for ourselves and the rest of the industry globally, it's about a $2.3 trillion revenue business around the world. If you think of transportation services, that's about $5.4 trillion. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is here's an opportunity, and how do we put it in context for people so they understand it? And we've been doing that for many, many months now. And, you know, it's overlaid by making sure that the organization really has, we all have the same end in mind, and then every day we make sure that we're working towards it. And I think building that consensus and understanding in any organization is absolutely crucial, particularly when you go into new areas of business.
You know, back when you and I were young pups, I think, I don't know if Jack Nasser was in charge or maybe it was even before that, they were buying, you know, Hertz Rent-A-Car, and he bought an auto repair chain, mm-hmm. and it was all kind of about, you know, we're going to get into the whole value chain here. Is this kind of the next iteration of that, or how is this? Because they, as you well know, because you were there, they abandoned that and unwound a lot of that stuff. How is this different?
Well, I think it's different in a couple of fold. First, one is we are basing this on as I mentioned earlier, some real mm-hmm. societal factors that we're seeing. So this is really an outside in view of the world. Secondly, we're spending a lot of time, as I just mentioned, communicating internally in the organization around our strategy and the context around this. And you really need to make sure that people feel comfortable, those that will continue on in the core and that will make the right investments, keep that strong, give them great career opportunities and love them, and at the same time build this new piece of our business, which actually has a lot of incremental opportunity for the company in terms of profitability, but also reinforces the core. So I think those two things, very importantly, are different than, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, the other thing we're really reinforcing, and I think this is in nature as well as in business, you know, it's not the strongest of the species to survive, nor the most intelligent, but it's the one most responsive to change. Mm. And we have gone through many transformations as our company over the 113 years we've been in business. And this is another one of those inflection points, but I think making sure the entire organization has that context and understanding, and everybody views it, no matter where they are in the organization, as an opportunity to build a stronger Ford is very much understood.
And yet, you know, the attitude on Wall Street and among investors is a collective yawn with to Ford and to General Motors and to other companies who are viewed as old economy, and that this has really not been a game changer. I mean, the numbers that you guys have been posting are phenomenal. They're certainly the best I've ever seen in North America in the time I've been covering this industry going back to the mid-90s. And yet the valuations on these companies continue to be low. I think there's a lot of collective hands on the hips saying, kind of show me, we don't believe that you guys can really play in this area. And I'm told that that's a real sense of frustration among you guys. Is that fair?
Well, I do think is it disappointing? Is it frustrating at times? Yeah, I'd be, you know, to be you know, very straightforward about it. But at the same time, as a company and as individuals in Ford, we're not viewing ourselves as victims by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
We view this as a huge opportunity. And yeah, there's different views out there, but again, we fall back on, you know, look at how we have transformed ourselves over through many, many years, and even over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, doing things on our own and helping to transform the business. And we're going to do it again going forward. And at some point, we'll be recognized for that. And we're just going to stay positive. We're going to keep driving forward and hopefully taking some of these folks that have a different view on us and the industry and turning their opinions around over time.
Are there chances that you might have a blockbuster? I mean, there's been talk, certainly leading up to the Detroit Auto Show, that you guys were very close to a deal with Google, and nothing transpired, at least hasn't publicly transpired. Is that something like that still in the offing?
Well, as you look at our strategy going forward or around Ford Smart Mobility and all the areas we've talked about, we've said very clearly, listen, we talk with everyone around our Ford Smart Mobility plans, and some we already work with, some we may. But, you know, we'll make decisions on the things that that we want to do ourselves, but in some cases we'll work with others, and, you know, we'll talk about those at the appropriate time. I think the key thing is making sure we leave ourselves open to a lot of different options, because the world is moving at a very fast clock speed, and we want to make sure we're nimble, we're agile, and we're not just listening to ourselves.
You know, I recently saw Standard & Poor's upgraded you a little bit, and I'm wondering to what extent do you think that that may be a signal that sometime, in some ways, sentiment is changing toward the company, or did you read that more as an affirmation of what you're doing on the automotive operations side?
Well, I think it really is an affirmation, not only the automotive side, but also where we're heading. As you mentioned, we got upgraded by S&P on Friday. Mm-hmm. Two grades into investment grade, which is a big achievement for all of our employees. It has benefits around, you know, financing our credit company and our debt and things of that nature. And I just think it's another proof point that a lot of the experts that are out there are looking at our company and saying, we not only have built a very strong foundation, but we have a very bright future. And the key for all of us at Ford, every employee, including myself, is to make sure each and every day we're moving the company forward and making the progress we want.
I think you're right, Mark. Thanks very much, Mark Fields, CEO of Ford Motor Company.